Who is wasting our time?
You're wasting exactly one football season until they draft another one next year.
Doesn't matter. I mean, anything can happen between now and next year. You don't know that. Whose time is being wasted? I have an idea, but I'm afraid of, I'm actually afraid to share it.
Well, Ken, we have this radio show. You should share that idea.
Because it's two different answers. If anybody's wasting anybody's time, and there's going to be a lot of people who don't like it. If anybody's wasting anybody's time on this roster, or they're wasting our time with anybody. When it comes to the locker room, it's a completely different answer than what it is for the fan base. But if we're talking about the fan base's time, the fan base, if we're wasting anyone's time with any of these guys, and it's hard to say that because he's not getting a lot of reps. Isn't it Joe? If we're talking about wasting the fans' time, then the only thing I say is he's 40 years old. What does he do after this year? He's not, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I don't even think a lot of people is Aaron Rodgers anymore. Like, Tom Brady played past 40. He's the greatest to ever do it. So Tom's not an example because he's the greatest to ever do it. In the locker room, in the fans who know and trust Joe Flacco, you're not wasting anybody's time. But when it comes to in the locker room, you're not wasting those veterans' time. They trust Joe. They like Joe. He should be the number one guy. But when it comes to you as a fan, guys, do not come after the messenger here. There's no doubt. Like, Kenny Pickett is at least young. I don't think Kenny Pickett's going to give you much. But Kenny Pickett's what, 26 years old, 26, 27? Like, there could very well be a future with Kenny Pickett. Shador and Dillon Gabriel, they're both pups. So if you're a team that's looking for the future and you got these two first-round picks next year, why wouldn't you give the pups the opportunity? Like, for the fans, everybody loves Joe. The line was 2 hours long to go get his autograph down at Hartville, was the Hartville Flea Market down there when they did the signing 2 years ago. People love Joe Flacco.
Well, he had just gone on a incredible, age-defying, one of the all-time inexplicable playoff runs towards the end of a season.
Exactly.
We're a team that we didn't think had any shot.
And I like
the playoffs.
And everybody likes Joe for that, but I'm talking about this year. And all Joe is 2 years older.
Mm-hmm.
He's 2 years older. There might be some magic left in there, but how much magic is really there? To carry us through a 17-game schedule to the playoffs? Does anybody believe that? No. No. You don't. So the only one who actually, quote-unquote, wastes our time... I already know I'm going to have to shut off the computer because I'm going to get killed for that opinion. But tell me I'm wrong. I want 216-474-0092. I'll knock on the computer screen for whatever reason. Tell me I'm wrong by that. Is anybody in this room? Can anybody in this room tell me I'm wrong? I'm talking about the fans, not the team. It's not a waste of Joel Bitonio or Wyatt Teller or David Njoku or Jerry Jeudy. Certainly not Jerry Jeudy.
But I think,
totally not a waste of his time.
Kenny, like I said this at the end of last week. Like the one that I'm looking forward to seeing is Shador.
Yes.
That's the one I'm looking forward to seeing. But they're basically telling everybody that he is nowhere near ready. And we're only seeing...
And the split is
we're
that
we're only seeing
that,
some 7-on-7 throws. We're only seeing some practice film where he can't be tackled. And so half the plays, he'd probably be dead that he's making these miraculous throws down the field. But I'm still excited about him because he's the only guy that can make those throws down the field.
So, again, is there anybody from the peanut gallery up there or any of these two dudes in here that can disagree with me on that about Joe Flacco? Nothing but stone silence from the room. So I've just told everybody the truth that they don't want to say. I'm just the bad guy in this. I'm just the bearer of bad news.
What do you mean by bad guy?
I don't think it's
I'm not trying to be the bad guy. I'm just saying the bearer of bad news. Because no one wants to admit that with Joe because they like Joe.
Well, he's the most waste of a time of a long-term Browns fan's future, right?
And right now...
But in the moment, I don't think he wastes your time. In the moment, he gives you the best chance to have a good Sunday.
Yes. Now,
so that's not a waste of my time. If I'm planning on going to Huntington Bakefield and watch a football game, he gives me the best chance to win a game right now.
But I
want to have fun and have a good day.
And that's great. But does anybody in this room or on the phones?
That's 2026 Ken's problem, not 2025 Ken's problem, right?
It's Owen and Mai's problem.
Yeah.
Well, not as much yours as it is mine.
Yeah, I can just
go. Because nobody in this room or anybody on the phones thinks they're going to the playoffs this year. Nobody thinks they're going to the playoffs. So if they're not going to the playoffs, fans are going to say you're either growing or dying. So that's what makes this season so messed up. You have this. I mean, he's a star. Shedeur Sanders is a star. Whether you love him or hate him.
He's a college football star.
We don't know if he's a star quarterback yet.
We don't know, but he's still a star.
But he is a star.
Yes. He's interesting. He is the son of a very interesting, legendary person there.
But unfortunately for him, that ends very quickly if you're fourth string.
Clearly.
Going into the season on a really bad football team. That's the end of the Shedeur stardom talk. Now it's, can he even stay in the league?
But this is the issue that they have here. This is the issue that they have. And so I don't think that they ever thought that Shedeur Sanders, I think they decided to take Shedeur Sanders after they were done with the draft on day two. I think they might have thought on day two, at the end of the night, that they all got together and were like, you know what? Or maybe even in the early morning of day three. If he's there later on, we have other people we like, but if he happens to be there later on, maybe we'll take a gander at him. Maybe we'll take a swing. I don't think that they thought, Dylan Gabriel, clearly, that pick said that Shedeur Sanders was off their board before that. So they decided later on Friday night into Saturday morning that if Shador's there, maybe we'll kick the tires on him. Because you bring in Joe Flacco, then you have Joe, you have Kenny Pickett, you have Shedeur Sanders, or Dylan Gabriel. And so after that, then Shedeur actually was there, and so they decided to kick the tires on it. But what messes it up even more is that you still have less of an identity than you ever had. What is your identity? What are you doing? Are you a playoff team this year? Nobody's saying you're a playoff team this year. So you can't say you're a playoff team. So because it would make sense to be like, Joe's our guy, we stick with Joe, and Joe we trust, away we go. But you got two rookies, and then you got Kenny in the middle of that as a off the scrap heap kind of, let's see if we can revitalize his career. Well, now you got four guys. And for a lot of fans, it feels like you don't have enough games to figure out anything there. So are you building for the future or are you trying to win now? You don't have an identity. You don't. At least if you had an identity, if fans truly knew, like, hey, you're building for the future here. All right, fine, we're building for the future. Except you can't do that because you have a head coach and a general manager going into year six. So now you're stuck. It doesn't make me happy to say it. I like Joe Flacco a bunch, man. It was a fun ride in 2023. But if we're looking for anybody to, quote-unquote, waste their time, it would be that they brought in a 40-year-old quarterback where there's no 2026 for him, or 27 for that matter.
But I'm telling you, the craziest part of all of this is that they're almost assuredly drafting a quarterback next year. That has changed the whole conversation, I think, because we're not stupid. We know they traded the Travis Hunter pick because they wanted to bolster their chances in next year's draft, where on paper today there is
clearly
a quarterback class that is 10 times better than the one we just had, in which we took two quarterbacks in the third and fifth round. Roster management and, you know, thinking about the future of your draft allocations, it makes almost no sense that they did that in last year's draft. And that, I think, is what is driving a lot of fans insane and putting crazy pressure on the situation this year. And that's why I said, I tweeted on Friday, I'm like, I don't think people realize and fully understand how difficult this is going to be for Shedeur or Dylan Gabriel to play well enough so that their job is safe next year as the starting quarterback, because they're going to draft a quarterback next year.
If you're going to win five or less games, you can't play good enough to not win more than five games. You can't play bad enough to keep your job and only win five games. I mean, they would have to be so terrible on defense. And I guess you could try to start to argue that, but we haven't seen any of it yet. They would have to be the horrific, the most horrific team on defense for you to go, okay, Dylan or Shedeur is my guy, and we're going to draft other guys then. Because you're just not going to have that much time. So you did throw a wrench into your plans in day three, where Shedeur happened to be there. You decided you were going to take Shedeur. Okay, great. But now I have to find some time for him. Now I have to find some reps for him. And I think Saturday, if there was an arm soreness, maybe Saturday would have been that day. With Kenny out or Kenny not practicing team.
Missed opportunity.
And it's unfortunate.
Just like Kenny Pickett. For Kenny Pickett, this whole thing has been a missed opportunity because this was going to be the place to salvage his career and to lay claim that he deserved to be a first-round pick, and now he can't even get in there.
216-474-0092. Ben in Akron. Hello, Ben.
Hello. So next year is obviously the year, and this year is all about Sanders. So I'm only watching if Sanders is playing. So we're wasting the fans' time if we don't play Sanders.
So you're not going to watch a regular season game with Joe Flacco?
First off, I'm definitely not watching preseason unless Sanders is playing. So if the Browns are losing, I'm wasting my time. So unless Sanders is playing.
Okay. All right, Ben. Thank you very much for the call.
Well, you asked, he answered.
I asked and he answered. So you're not going to watch Joe Flacco at the beginning of the season? You got to see how well Joe does. I mean, maybe Joe has the magic, or maybe Joe's falling apart.
Everybody's watching the opener.
I would assume so.
It's not until you get, like, if they started the season 0-6, then the only thing people want to see at that point is Shador.
Yes.
They won't care about anybody else but Shador.
Well, because it looks like at the end of this training camp, I mean, if it's going the way that Daryl's saying it's going, then at the end of this training camp, Shador should be ahead of Dillon Gabriel, should he not? Right? 216-474-0092. Is anybody of the four quarterbacks, are they wasting your time with any of them? It's a tough thing to answer, because I think when the locker room, furthest thing from the truth is that Joe Flacco would be wasting their time. It's a guy they trust, but if you're looking at a big picture as a Browns fan, these players, some of them may be here next year, some of them may be retired, some may be gone. You'll be here next year. What is it setting forward for you? Because Joe's only got so much left in the tank. So if there's anybody that's a waste of your time, it's probably that guy.